Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Significant other. I don't know if it's a competitive thing where you always got to feel like you come out on top. So say they do something to you, you can hold that grudge, but you always got to find a way to get them back.
You know what? Now, if you done it maliciously, then yeah. If I feel like you done it maliciously and you like really pissed me off, then yeah, at some point, yeah, I'm going to try to get you back. But I mean, you know, the error is human. And, you know, it's like we all make mistakes. And that's, like, the biggest problem. I think the people don't realize, like, shit, we all human. We make mistakes. But
damn, have you done it? I know you're saying that if they do it to you, have you done it? Like say she cheated on you.
Uh-huh.
Would you specifically go and cheat on her just because she cheated on you? Like,
no.
Just to get her back?
Nah. Because my thing is, how am I getting you back if I never tell you? You don't know. I mean, unless it's personal gratification, but How gratifying can it be if don't nobody know?
I don't know. It made me feel good.
Yes, it is. I don't have no problem with it, bruh. I was pretty damn happy myself.
Y'all is shit. I'm
just between me and you.
I'll be in the mirror flashing. Oh, I did the shit. I did the damn thing.
Do you know what I did?
Mm-hmm.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
I think eventually the other person finds out anyway. I really do.
Or they know, or they sense it.
Yeah, they sense it, but they don't know for sure. But then, you know, after you've been with somebody for so long, you always end up having that, okay, that big fight, and then you come back and everybody want to confess stuff. They want you to confess everything.
I ain't confessing shit. I'm taking my shit to the grave. I don't give a fuck. This shit my baby mama still don't know.
You don't throw out at least one thing. I mean, I ain't seeing you confess everything. You might throw out just one thing.
That shit haunted me for years. I mean, if I was out past 12 o'clock, oh, you fucking with that bitch again, huh? You know where the father's at.
I should have never told you about her.
I should have never told you about her.
You know, did you see? Somebody posted something on, it was on punk ass Facebook. It should have been on Sin City. But it said, everybody always want to know the truth, but really don't want to know. Or something
exactly.
Like that. I like, you know, you always think you want to know the truth, but when you hear it, you don't want to hear the shit.
They don't want the truth. Especially not when it's coming from the woman.
No, you don't. You don't. I mean,
as a man, he don't want to really know.
Y'all can't handle that.
Exactly. I'm going to give you a perfect example. The other day, I come in the house, and the motherfucker was walking to the door. I'm looking back. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking back, and the motherfucker walking up to my door. The motherfucker asked my girl. I'm like, oh, okay. Now, before I reacted, I mean, granted, I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'll be lying if I say it. I mean, I was calm when I said it, but I'd be lying to y'all if I wasn't saying, I'm finna break this bitch neck. I'd be lying to y'all if I wasn't saying, I'd be lying to y'all if I say it. I mean, I'm literally like, I'm finna break this bitch neck. Come to find out it was her friend's brother, and she was doing his taxes. But nevertheless, I'm like, you know, and us as men, no, we can't accept that. I'm not going to even lie to you.
I'm not
going to sit here and say to you that we can, because I can't, because I'm telling you, man, I'm sitting there like, okay, you think Mike Tyson bit Holyfield's ear off. You ain't saying shit yet. Hey. And she asked me, she said, well, why would you close the door? Why would you let him in the house? Well, I seen there was some motherfuckers in the car with him. I ain't know who was in the car with him, but they couldn't get in that door while I was whooping his ass.
Very good. God damn it.
Hey, by the time he came out that door, he's going to be raggedy.
He was limping back.
Nah, he wasn't limping. He was going to motherfucking shit. I'm a motherfucker with a butcher knife.
From the Ruta to the Tuta, goddamn it.
You already know, bitch. From the Ruta to the Tuta, I'll tear his ass up. Tear the motherfucking ass up, Wick. I'll go, hey, boy, that boy, hey. And that motherfucker bleed like a stuffed hog, see? That motherfucker, hey. But like I said, I did apologize. Even though I walked in the door and I was calm. I didn't say shit irrational. But I apologize because, man, I knew what I was thinking. And I was thinking about doing some fucked up shit.
For somebody to get their fucking ass whooped in here.
I'm going to prison tonight if I don't do this shit right.
Oh,
yeah.
And and I know men think of the craziest things during those times.
Yeah.
I have this little thing called, I call it the happy ending, right?
Is it like the, okay, what's your happy ending? Okay.
What?
Go on, please.
Hey, I'm about to quit interrupting them, man. Quit interrupting.
Okay, so after you've had sex and everything, you did it, and I always get to town, and I wash you up, and, you know, I wash your penis off and everything, and then I suck out all the cum out your dick. It's like a happy, I call it the happy ending.
Happy to me.
I'm over here smiling already.
You know, just think about it, I got happy.
Lord, I had to take this out of motherfucking tequila behind that one.
Yeah, let me take me a go here and shot a Remy for that one. Shit.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, you go, girl.
So, you know, it's like, when y'all think about stuff like that, that's the first thing y'all, oh, see, they gave this motherfucker that happy ending.
Oh, man. I got to kill that one for all,
Yeah, that's how murders happen, man. don't have that, hey, you got that juice in you, too?
Yeah. You got the happy ending, motherfucker.
Yeah, look at him. He got that smile. That motherfucker got that smile like I be having. I
got that thing pointed at his motherfucking head. Hey, nigga, did you
see that happy ending?
Tell me about
the
happy ending. He's talking about.
Right, they looking
like, I don't know that nigga.
What he's talking about?
Us upstairs.
Oh, I've never seen that nigga before in my life.
That's what I'm going
to
bring you. No,
you ain't
got no
rest. He's
walking up to talking
about, nigga, did you get the happy
ending? Hell yeah,
this
nigga like, what? The happy ending,
like, what?
Did you get it?
And you know, run into that one motherfucker. No, nigga, but I'll take it. You're going to whip his ass. He don't know what's going on.
You're going to get shot. How about bad as money? Hey, shit.
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
Oh, and don't lick their ass. Oh, Jesus. Dickie, you licked everybody's ass, and everybody got their ass licked or something.
That's only if you did it good.
If you did what good?
If you licked their ass good. I mean, shit. You know, I mean, if you got a motherfucker grabbing the pillows and hollering, and you turn around and he over there, wait, I'll hold up.
Oh, yeah,
that's a murder, man. Don't let me bust in and this motherfucker laying flat down on his stomach. Oh, you
I'm feeling everybody in that motherfucker.
good. Hey, man, we, I mean, y'all got to think about it, man. We, I mean, us as men, I know we come off like we talk strong, talk deep, but I'm going to tell y'all why we do that. That's because we put y'all, I know y'all might be like, y'all, you know, that's my man. I love him, but yeah, he ain't shit, but I love him anyway. We don't look at y'all like that. We be like, man, yeah, we might not be shit, but y'all are queens. I mean, trust me, when a motherfucker walking around with you with his, on his arm, you his queen. He feel like she is, man. You here. You his queen.
Showing you around and shit. You done met the boys. Yeah, you in there.
You know what I'm saying? Just over there eating dinner and chilling and shit. Kicking it with the kids and everything, man. You his queen. Now, granted, and like I said, I know, and I'm gonna go on record to say, I know we fuck up a lot. Us as men, yes, we fuck up a lot. We fuck up a whole lot.
I think we can't help it, man. It's a genetics or something, man.
But you know what? But we don't, I mean, you know what? I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be honest with you. We fuck up with our attitudes more than anything. There's a lot of times that, man, if a motherfucker got a good woman, I mean, you know, he ain't going to just be like, you know, just I'm finna go fuck her. You know what I'm saying? We fuck up with our attitude, Jeff. We'll lead you, your friends, and everybody else to believe that we fucking everybody around here. I mean, because it's that manhood, that it's that dominance and confidence. You know what I'm saying? That's just like the anal thing. I'll be honest. Most men had that anal sex to dominate y'all. We just want to dominate. That's all.
That's a true statement. You got a lot of niggas mad right now, but yeah, it's a true statement.
I know, but I mean, think about it. Who really want to put shit on their dick? But it's that dominating motherfucking feel, man. It's like, it's that feel. It's like, y'all are like totally submissive to us. Y'all are totally submissive. It's like, shit. And then don't let us get aggressive with it. Sit your motherfucking ass. Don't move. You know what I'm saying? And we hear y'all whimpering. Yeah, I got her motherfucking ass. I mean, because it's total domination. I mean, y'all, a dominatrix ain't got shit on that. Trust and believe. A dominatrix ain't got shit on no motherfucking anal sex.
She said that's murder.
Girl, you better know that.
I've tried it, and that's how I know I don't like it. It's not to say that I will never try it again. I get an A-plus for effort, but if it don't work, then get the fuck away from it.
You gotta take that shit. Cause, I mean, you gotta take it. You gotta be a mom. You gotta man up about that shit.
Really?
Yes.
And you know what? That is the wrong term, because you ain't gonna let nobody stick nothing in your ass. So no, I don't have to man up.
Stop it. She's like, well, I become a man. See ya, we'll see.
All right. Maybe man up is the wrong term, but
that was the wrong term, man.
Nevertheless, I mean, shit. I'm gonna tell you like this: every woman gotta take it. every woman got to take it. If you're in a relationship, you got to take it. Because he going to try.
Yeah, I'm going to push a goddamn thing the size of a fucking pea, a goddamn melon the size of a pea. So yeah, a little anal sex ain't going to hurt much.
You are trying to kill me. That's what you're trying to do.
My only fear with it, I mean, I've done it. I'm not saying I haven't. And, yeah, it takes time before I, like, actually get used to it again, especially if I haven't done it in a long time. But, you know, my fear is one of the women that got to go to the hospital now, I'm all in bed. He didn't throw my asshole up. That is, doctors and nurses and shit, they're going to be old nasty, bitch.
Right. Now, you know, one of them nasty motherfuckers is thinking,
Right. Especially if your man took you, he looking at him, giving him that eye. And he gave him that point. My boy, yo.
Hell
my
yeah.
Hey, watch that shit.
The hands in the hallway and shit. They trained.
Hey, high five and goddamn, boy.
Hell yeah.
You a beast in that shit, thank you.
They done did the chest bump shit.
Hell yeah.
You land up in recovery. Hey, I'm having a
great time. Oh, him and the paramedics did the chest bump as soon as they came and got you. They did chest up with him. Right on, bro. You know, that's how I got around the hospital. By the time you got there, they was already know what was going on. That's him. They getting the clap for him and shit. There you go.
This nigga over here got pictures showing you, like, look what I did to my chick.
Hey, homie, you really want to see something? Come on over here back in the lab.
Oh, Lord.
You laying up in recovery, sucking your thumb and shit, eating ice cream.
Ice cream.
These motherfuckers is out here having drinks and shit.
With a big ass piece of ice on your ass.
You know what I'm saying? That's just wrong. And you know you're going to have that one snotty-ass nurse that's looking at you. You let that nigga fuck in your ass, didn't you?
I know. Just show the shit up and shut the fuck up. Shit.
Tell y'all about that shit.
And she chewing gum real fast. Ain't no huh?
Mm-hmm.
I sat down too fast. Nah, you sat down on that dick too fast. Girl, I remember motherfucker got me like that in 89.
Oh, you go learn, girl. Oh, you go learn.
Hey,
now
dog.
Here's the trick.
You remember Penny back in the day from Ivanhoe?
Uh-huh.
Now this lady, she probably was back then. She was probably like in her mid-40s. She fucked around with this motherfucker that was like in his early 20s. Nigga put her in the hospital.
You
know, everybody's like, damn, Miss Penny, what happened? That boy got all up in being, got to jugging. I said, boy, and put me in the hospital for 2 goddamn weeks.
What? Damn.
Man, throw her ass up.
Did you see that pussy up?
And this boy had
my uterus wrapped around his dick. What you mean?
Yeah, he took that motherfucker with him. That's what he did.
That's what I mean. Hey, I mean, my uterus.
She didn't make no bones about it though. Then she didn't sugarcoat it. She like that little young motherfucker put me in a. Hospital for 2 weeks. I'm
for
trying to fuck
books.
This little young motherfucker.
See, two
I'm saying the funny part, she's like, That little motherfucker got up and beat that big ass dick just jugging. I laughed so motherfucking hard, dog. She's like, I wouldn't fuck with you little motherfuckers if they gave me $1 million.
She said she was done. She
hey, man, that's young boy tore her ass off. She was, I mean, she was just, you know, she was one of them cougars, like flirting shit, you know. That little motherfucker took her ass up on it. You know, we used to be like, man, ain't nobody fucking with her. Yeah, y'all don't know. Hey, she's gonna tell us y'all don't know nothing about this.
Yeah, somebody, yeah, I teach you some things.
Yeah, he didn't know nothing. He didn't know nothing about it either. He wanted to find out. That little motherfucker got the jugging and her ass off.
There, that threw her hip out.
Oh my!
Yeah, that motherfucker couldn't even open her leg. She couldn't walk, dog. She couldn't walk for 2 weeks. That motherfucker, hey, she said that motherfucker ripped every muscle in her motherfucking legs out. All right, well, now let me ask y'all. Well, I mean, and, you know, I know y'all. I mean, you know, y'all women and y'all talk about us, but y'all got pride, too. Y'all got a lot of motherfucking pride.
Well, yes, women do.
Because a woman won't tell you that you got a big dick. A woman will not tell you you got a big dick. They will take every... That motherfucker...
They're quick to tell you you got a little one, though. If you got a little one, they'll tell you.
Yes.
They won't tell you you got a big one. You got a little one, though.
Exactly.
They go, I can't do nothing with that.
Sorry, motherfucker. But if you got a big dick, they ain't going to say
you
got...
No, you alright. You alright.
But the motherfucker can't even watch that. This motherfucker talking about this motherfucker touches my belly button. What the fuck? Why don't y'all say that? I mean, why do you? I mean, is in Ja Rule's word, is pleasure pain? I mean, the pain is pleasure. Are we? What is it?
Pain is pleasure.
Yeah.
You know what? Because that's what it's made for.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, if that motherfucker, if your belly button feel like, if he turning your belly button from an Indy to an Audi,
you ain't like an alien about to pop out that motherfucker.
Right. You can see your belly button popping out every time he goes to, every time he go in. You ain't going to say nothing.
Nope.
I mean, I don't say nothing, but you, I mean, I show my fans.
You're right.
I mean, we gonna show that we in pain, but we gonna keep taking it. I don't care if it's from hitting the headboard, hitting you in your chest.
Right.
You pulling the pillow, or you.
Yeah, I think I gave a couple of bras brain damage.
Hey, what was it, boy? Motherfucker be karate chopping you in your chest like they Ric Flair.
Oh my goodness.
Motherfucker be chopping the shit out of you in your chest.
Oh shit. Smacking your ass so hard your shit to turn red. Like more.
And you dark skin,
right? And I'm a black motherfucker. My shit be red. I'm like, God, I've been fighting all night.
And she like, shit, I'm not the only one that's gonna hurt tonight.
Exactly.
The ones that get me would be the scratches. You gonna find out you even jumped in that shower. Like,
God damn, what the fuck?
Vampire.
I am with the skin.
Now, you know what? Now, with that being said, though, when I was younger, I used to like that shit. I used to scratch my shit up. Scratch my shit up. Let me know I'm doing something. I felt like if you didn't scratch my back up, then I wasn't doing shit.
So you ain't doing that.
Man, don't you scratch me right now, God damn it. I'm too old. My shit is not healed right. Hey, what's wrong with this nigga back? He got a disease. This shit ain't ever passed enough. You know, I take my shit off. I take my shit off just to show my back. Hey, you got all this? Yeah, baby, that's the scratch up. That's the back of a good lover. I used to have one quick. That's the back of a good lover.
Your back looks like
Denzel's
and Glory.
Hell yeah. I look like Kunta Kinte from the back. Yeah, I ain't got hold of that. Don't you scratch me. Not down. And you know another thing, that, and I'm pretty sure we done all got a little older, and it's kind of hard to come even be around your kids with them.
Put your goddamn hickey on my goddamn neck.
The thing about hickey, you got to put it in the right place if you don't do it. And you can't put no big, stupid, redneck-looking-ass hickey on the motherfucker. You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you like this.
They have to be tactful.
I was, 17, and my mother had a hickey on her neck, and I lost my motherfucking mind. Man, I chill that some bitch he come over here again. Don't you have me, man. I'm saying her mom, man, her broke up, so she is started dating this one guy. And put a hickey on my mama. Motherfucker, nigga, I'll kill you. Hey, I was hot, man. I was telling you. So just imagine how your kids feeling now. You walk in the house and you got hickeys all on. Now, granted, us get older. You know, we know where to put them at now. You know, cause
right.
we in the workplace now, so you know we can't be at no motherfucking. Hey, how you doing? Can
oh,
I help?
Man.
And y'all better watch that. You know, you better hope you're doing it with a girl that really love you, because you know. Some women use that shit against you. They think it's bruises and shit. She been called the police or you set you up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. You are so
I didn't think about that. Damn, that's fucked up.
And you know what the fucked up part? The fucked up part is we don't. Shit.
Damn, it was a chick at the doctor's office, man, with a big nasty-ass hickey on her goddamn neck. I was like, how the fuck you gonna work in a goddamn doctor's office with a hickey on your face?
Right.
But wait. Hold on. Let's just wait. You want the fucker though, dude?
Hell yeah, she had a big ass booty.
I know. I bet that was some good pussy, right?
Hey, I was about to get my check up. I'm like, you know, I'm like, damn. I hope she come in here and do it for me. I cough for real, for her.
You know. I was a kid, I used to be ashamed of that shit. Like, man, I don't want a man. Let a nurse come now. Yeah,
Come on. Turn my head and cough, huh?
You need me to turn my head again, baby.
Which one?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, like I told y'all last night, it does tricks.
Like you said last night, that shit was hilarious. He said, yes.
It does. Hey, baby, it does tricks, I'm telling you. I make it jump for you. Jump if you want me. while I'm thinking about it, then I need you to put the definition of whole face on SinCityRadio.com.
So they can vote.
Hey, you know what, Janine? You got to do it just like in the library. Like, put the other definitions that we gave you, too, like Don Juan or Panty Dropper. You got to put all of that shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm like, God damn.
Whole face.
What'd you mean?
Ass whole face.
That was a compliment.
I'm not mad about it. I mean, because, you know, once I got to talking about it, I asked a lot of people about it today, and then my mother was like, damn, nigga. I wish Bubba could tell me I got a whole face. They said, what? What's the definition of whole face again?
Hell yeah, I'll be a whole face.
Somebody finna go get a shirt made and shit.
Oh, whole shit, face. I'm already on it. I'm finna patent that. I'm finna patent that right now. Whole face.
Whole face.
Put all the definitions on there. That motherfucker
is
still at one of
those. I'm finna go.
In the next 6 months, you're gonna hear the songs on the radio.
Right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, y'all, so let's keep that under wraps. Don't be running around telling everybody what whole face means.
It's patent pending.
Right, that's going to be a Sin City patent pending right there, whole face.
You got to get that little register stamp, that little backwards R, get that little stamp.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go get me a shirt made tomorrow, Kaz, aka Mr. Whole Face.
Mr. Whole Face.
I'm gonna need for you to not do that, okay?
Fuck it, man. I'm running with it now, man. I slept on that all night, like, okay.
Say a couple shots. Say a couple shots. Start thinking about it, like, yeah, I can roll with that.
that's one I can roll with right there. I was kind of upset about it yesterday, but then I'm like, wait a minute, man. I got thinking about it like, shit. That's some shit we can use on the show, though. You know, I'm all about the show.
You mean I can do that?
I'm all about the show tonight. So I mean, I'm all about the show. So shit, hey. I want to go get that made.
I mean, you gotta it gotta be the whole saying. You got that whole face.
You got that whole face. You have a definition.
Nah, what I'm gonna do, man? I'm gonna put my face on there, and Mr. Kaz, aka Whole Face, and on the back, I'm gonna put the definition of whole face. That's why I need you to, you know, that way I can have the whole definition,
mm-hmm.
The whole face.
Yeah, you know, that's just a word I made up.
Right, shit, that's
okay. Serious. That's what makes it great.
Right, wait a minute, hold on. What's the little stuff? Patent pending.
Patent pending, hell yeah. Disclaimer, nigga.
Hell yeah. You do know you lost that motherfucker to Sin City now, right?
Oh, really? If you say so.
Yeah. I see, there you go. We can do this to you.
I already got the date down, man. She can't sue me for it.
Mm-mm.
You beat her to the punch.
Right.
I can't believe you got mad over that. That was a compliment.
I feel like
I got a whole face. I got a whole face too. So that's why I didn't think nothing of it.
It wasn't the fact that I got mad. It was the fact the way you said it. It was like, yeah, your whole face.
You made
face.
It sound so bad.
Right, your whole face.
No, I said you got the whole face.
Hey, what's this, like, your whole face, some of my bitch?
No, I did not say it like that. Now you going too far.
I'm saying, those words didn't come out your mouth, but that's how your motherfucker take it.
Now, putting words in my mouth.
Girl, I put, you know what? All right, y'all, it's that. All right, man, you know what? It's fun time again. It's time to have a little fun. Last time we called her, she was cool, so we're going to try this again. We ain't got nothing else to do tonight, y'all. We finna start calling people. y'all should start coming up with numbers, man, that we people we can call. For real, shit, I'll call anybody.
I'll call my mama then.
Hell no.
Almost anybody.
Number your call has been temporarily disconnected. Message 22, ORD 2. The cricket number you have called has been temporarily disconnected. Message 22.
I ain't gonna say no names.
We don't know who's
got. Right, I ain't gonna say no names, but they've been disconnected.
They pay their bill yet.
You know what? I'm gonna call my sister. She about ain't gonna answer the phone either. Well, fuck it. Especially if she see the motherfucking the area code. Fuck it, y'all. Hey. We all gotta I'ma tell y'all, we all gotta come up with two numbers next week.
We got homework, nigga?
Yeah, we got homework.
God damn.
She's like, that's a bill collector. I am not asking. Don't y'all hate when the pause like that makes you think they about to say hello.
Like they're gonna pick it up. Or picked it up.
I can see it looking at the phone. I don't know who the fuck this is.
I'm gonna just let that go to voicemail.
I can see it now. And they just letting it ring.
No, they look, it was right there.
Now, what kind of phone don't got no voicemail? Hung it up or something. Everybody got a voicemail.
My voicemail, I have a voicemail, but it ain't no name on it.
Right,
I got the regular one that just say the number.
So you said what?
Cast.
All right, anybody got a number? Anybody got a number? Anybody got a number they want to give out?
I'm looking, believe it or not. I'm looking.
Hell yeah, look. I think I found one, too. I think I found one. Boy, we some jackasses.
Yeah.
I tell you, motherfucker.
You finna prank him?
Nah, man, I just like calling people, man. I've been doing that lately, man. I call the motherfucker just be like, hey, what you doing?
Where has Waylo been? Have you heard from him?
I don't know where Waylo at.
Hope he ain't got Bukkake.
No.
He didn't got Bukkake. They didn't got him.
Hello,
I'm about to speak to Michelle.
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, it's Cass, CNC Radio. What's up, baby?
This who?
This Cash, you know who I am.
I don't know who no Cash is.
Cash, Sin City Radio. How many people you know got their radio they own radio station?
Oh, you said Cash. I thought you were saying Cash. I'm like, I don't know who no damn Cash is.
You know who I am.
What's going on?
Nothing. I said I was gonna act the ass tonight, and I was gonna call people since they don't never call my radio station. So you lied.
I do call. Sure, because I'm actually just getting back in from the dollar store, so I would have probably called tonight. Shut up. I just came back from the dollar store, getting my little stuff. So I'm just trying to get comfortable.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, Michelle ain't shit neither.
Give me out these damn
questions. I'm going to bust you out. I was at the dollar store one day, right? And I went to buy some pillows. You know what I'm saying? Because I had moved in by myself. Why should anybody tell? She go back and tell my baby mama at the time, girl, he's out to buy pillows and all kind of shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, when was that?
When I was at Family Dollar.
At Family Dollar, what year was this? It must have been a long time ago. Cause I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you know, I think I do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember something like that.
I was buying some pillows. She went back and told on me, y'all. She said, oh, he was up there buying pillows and shit, talking about he finna decorate his room. I'm telling shit, dog.
Shut up. Yes, I am. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. I ain't doing shit.
You know, I got my little change, my little tax change, and spent all of it up. All
right, so you ain't mad about the concept. So you ain't mad about the concept, what they said, huh?
Nah, what concept? Nah, about you, you buying too much stuff, you know, whatever, you stunting, you know, whatever they saying.
Yeah. Now we talk.
You shouldn't be happy. I'm happy. I don't give a shit. What the fuck they say? I'm happy. I work damn hard all year long, damn near the whole year. You know, if I deserve to go out there, you know, and start a little bit, I ain't got to go done with it. But shit, I can go and buy me some shit.
Hell yeah.
That's what it's for.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
That's what it's for.
Right.
To go out, you know, because to get those things you couldn't get, you know, all you chill on, you know, do it then. Cars and whatever you want to go and get, cars, clothes, shoes, rims, houses, shit. You know, insurance policies, I don't know, shit, something.
You
do whatever you want to do. Yeah, because pay that damn rent down for a while, shit.
Yeah, shit, we all got late fees. Shit,
go out to eat. Shit, breakfast, lunch, and dinner a couple of weeks. Go out to eat, son. Get some jewelry, shit. Do what you do.
You work for it.
Do what you do. That was my friend told me she was going to start saving. I can't save. I got too many kids to be saving something. Shit. I do. I got too many kids to be saving. Shoes, clothes, panties, bras, pads, tissue, dishwashing liquid, bleach, all that shit, Adam. I can't afford to say right now. Shit, I'm broke anyway. It's all gone the damn way, shit. It's gone anyway. Pads, tissue, dishwashing liquid, hair, glue, gel, whatever the fuck else you want to add to your body. Contact. Ain't damn thing else you want to add. Do whatever you want to do. Shit. Redecorate the house. Go and take family portraits together. The same little outfit. Everybody got on Jordans up in the picture. Everybody wearing Jordans up in the picture. Little jewelry on.
Well, this girl is a fool. You know what? I called up for the simple fact that Michelle acts a complete ass. I mean, when I say she goes hard, she goes hard. I mean, she's the epitome of motherfucker, fuck you, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah, do what I want to do and say whatever I want to say. Shit, you think nobody would be saying more, But, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, I'm in my own little zone right now. You know, I just came back in, so I'm just trying to think of some more shit to say. I don't know. I'm just sitting here chilling.
All right, Michelle, I got a question to ask.
Uh-huh.
Right. Now, we touched on this subject today, and I just want to know what your
opinion is.
Yeah, your personal opinion. You know, we got people that hold grudges in relationships. You know what I'm saying? I mean, would you actually hold the grudge against your ex or something?
You know, but against my ex or the person that I was with currently, or
okay,
both.
I'll tell you what, Jadeen, you came up with the question, so you give her the question.
Holding a grudge with somebody that you actually in a relationship with.
Thank you. But remember. You know what? I have done that, you know, and it's so easy to do, you know, and it's so easy because, you know, I don't know why, but I have done that, you know, but it was so hard for me not to do it because it came so easy because I could do it so well, like not talking, didn't fix dinner, didn't do nothing, like walk straight through. I'm like, no, didn't do nothing. I'm serious because I was pissed off.
I can go without the dinner.
No, because it depends on what the grudge is being held against. Like something, you know, something be too bad to just forgive, like right then. So you don't be trying to do nothing. You know, you be too pissed off. I can hold a grudge for a long time. Weeks and weeks, months and months, we'll walk right through you like you ain't even standing right there. Walk right through you.
All right,
you gotta go to sleep.
Right, you do gotta go to sleep, and you will be You will wake up panties.
I ain't gonna wake up. I'm gonna be real pissed off then. Leave me alone.
All right, I
got
mine off. I'm
good.
Right, I got mine off. All right,
shit. You ain't gonna get yours off. No, you probably think you are, but you're not. Not if I'm that mad.
Oh yeah, okay.
I'm gonna put that clamp down on you. I'm gonna put that clamp down on you now.
You ain't gonna be able to even get it that far.
You
ain't gonna be able to get it that far. First of all,
what is that?
Y'all is so full
of shit. Clock.
Once that head get in there,
because it ain't gonna get up in there, because it ain't gonna even get there.
You sleep. Once I get it in there, you good.
It's over.
Once you do, you know what though? If we did still do it, after that, I'm gonna still be pissed off. I'm gonna still be a bitch because I'm still mad. I'm telling you, I mean like that. I can do it for a long time. I can do it.
I can do it. I can live with that.
I'm still mad.
I got me some.
No, you think you're gonna be getting you some, but that's where you wrong at. You think everything gonna be all cool, y'all back talking, la 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 la.
Girl,
it ain't happening.
I'll shoot you with a tranquilizer dart. Get me some.
Wake up,
what the?
A tranquilizer dart.
I would spike your Kool-Aid every night.
He said he would shoot me with a tranquilizer dart.
Y'all really not giving me no fun.
Hell no, a tranquilizer dart. Now that was funny.
You you ain't already ain't feed me. Now you talking about you ain't gonna give me none and walking around with an attitude. Oh no.
Walking around cute. Walking around cute. Panties brown on, you know, all shined up. I ain't giving you a damn thing. Ain't giving your ass shit.
Hey, the next day, why your ass hurt in one spot? That's why I done shot you in the ass with the tranquilizer dot.
I was fucking too.
You still pissed. I'm walking around smiling like a mug in the house.
I can hold a grudge. I sure can. Yeah, but I'm good at that. I'm good at holding grudges.
Hey, look here. I'm gonna tell you like this.
Hey, that mama.
Once I make some of that woo woo, that shit tastes like Kool Aid. Tell the kids that ain't y'all. Don't touch that.
You can make woo woo, boo boo, doo doo, and.
You gonna keep drinking it, and once you get to drinking it, you gonna pass the fuck out. Once you pass the fuck out, you wake up. What you doing? Get off of
like, something feel different. I can't even pee right. What happened to me last night? I can't even pee right. What is going on? Wait a minute. Wait a goddamn.
And
then
go walk up to you. He be like, girl, I know you mad at me, but you want some Kool-Aid? I made some Kool-Aid.
You want some Kool-Aid? I'm going to slip you a roofie. I mean, shit, I got my girl. I'm entitled to do that.
So you know she's going to say she ain't going nowhere.
All right, I'm going to party.
See, you taking too much away. You walking around with an attitude. Hold on, Wick.
Then she has the nerve to say that I'm going to look sexy.
I'm gonna be out cute. Put my little 1B in, 1B with 33 wrapped in. Give me some glue and gel. Pack my shit up real cute. You know, a cute little panty and bra set from City Tree. From City Trends. With some Neutrogena body oil. Yep, get out cute.
Smelling all good and shit.
Yep. Over the stove. Sauteing onions.
Sauteing onions,
making some other potatoes and pork chops, cornbread, you know, whatever else you want to fix. And not saying a damn thing to you. Not saying shit.
And get the shit fucked out too.
On the phone, texting my friends.
You be just like that motherfucker on Baby Boy. I'ma call you back.
I'ma call you back, girl. Oh.
Wait, you know when I say I hate you, that means I love you.
I just be scared like you ain't gonna come back or something.
Exactly.
I just be scared like you ain't gonna come back. That is my show, that baby boy. You should have all of them lines down packed. All of them. Jody, my Jody.
Jody, my Jody.
He gonna always be a mama's boy.
There you go. That's how
I'm gonna be. You are so stupid.
I mean, we can do it too, now, shit. All right, we go in that motherfucker. All right, Nick, don't fail me now. Jack that motherfucker off when it's nice and hard. You act like you just got out the shower, come out that butt naked. What you looking at, girl? What you looking at? Yeah, you see this motherfucker stand, and then act like we sleep, but we rub that motherfucker ever so gently up against that ass.
That's the best move right there.
If I'm not mad, then I'm
turning right on over.
You can turn
it
on over
because
you still gonna be horny because I'm gonna keep that dick on your ass. Damn,
I'm gonna get up and go on the couch.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be right. Hey, when you fall asleep, you gonna be like, damn, this couch that got small. This nigga dick right behind me on this couch. I'm telling you, I'm gonna put this dick on you. Hey, you might play hard to get a little big, but once that dick rub against that, shit.
I'm going to be like, what is that? What the fuck is that on me?
Wait a minute. Hey,
never mind. Never mind. I don't want it. Nope, nope, nope. Don't want to do it. Pineapples, nope. Don't want it. Mm-mm. Nope. Don't want it. Pineapples, nope. Don't want to do it. Nope. No, you know, no, no, don't want to do it. Pineapples, don't want it. No, get of it.
I thought I'd never say this, but I'm going to say this tonight.
Shut up.
Janine, I'm going to have to put the whole face on.
Whatever. What whole face?
I'm going to have to put the whole face on.
What whole face? What's a whole face? What is a whole face? I want to know what that is.
I'm going to let Janine explain the whole face to you.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
Janine, what is the whole face?
I saw him. He got that whole face. That whole face is because you can make all the women squirm. Anytime a woman look at you, they want to fuck you. Not to say that he's fucking everybody, but
right.
He got that whole face.
He just looks fuckable. He just looks fuckable.
That's another one. That's the word I was looking for. Fuckable.
Fuckable. He just looks fuckable. Yeah, you know.
I just made it sound so bad.
He
man.
Do.
Oh, hold on.
He do.
I got a whole
he
face.
He do.
I got a whole
yeah,
face.
Yeah, you got a whole face. You know you got a whole face. You know you got a whole face. You know it. You know it. You know you do, aren't you?
God,
I mean, you know, you can't help it. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You handsome, but you just got that whole face. Like, this nigga ain't shit. He a hoe, girl.
He a hoe. We was talking about it yesterday. He didn't know why parents and mothers and stuff don't like him. I said, they could just look at you. You got that whole face.
That whole face?
you know
he do.
Somebody
got
that
mama that's
gonna
be like, come on in
the
next
room. I need to talk to you. She
gonna
exactly.
You know, my daughter
don't
know what she doing. You know, I
didn't
have
that.
She done got on the phone.
She said,
get
that whole face. I know that's right.
She done told a girlfriend to get her my chat boyfriend and came over here and made my pussy tingle. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Girl, I told her to leave him alone. Girl, he doing it like that.
You got the daughter, damn mama, damn. Who gonna be next?
Then she done called all the family. Don't come over to no family reunion. They all sitting there.
Girl, they all gonna know about you. They gonna all know about that whole face. Like, girl, there you go right there, girl. There you go, yep. That's him, girl. Damn, look. Look, girl, look. My girl, look, girl, there you go. There you go, pointing at you. Staring and shit, nudging each other, pointing. Looking through the Saturday ad and shit at him.
That's fucked up.
He got that one girlfriend.
Oh, it's true.
Go right there. There you go.
There you know go. It's true. You know it's true. You know it.
You know what?
Fuck all y'all.
Shut up. Yeah, y'all is crazy on Sin City, honey.
Are you sure you know what to do with that man? I don't think you know exactly what to do with that man. He done came over here and made my pussy tingle.
Fucked up, man.
I ain't had my pussy tingle like that since. Oh, your daddy died, girl. You better go here.
Yeah. Oh, hell.
Your daddy the only man that made my pussy tingle like that. Did he bring that young man around him?
Baby sounding just like that too. Baby sounding just like that. Just be up there gossiping.
You know what? Damn y'all, man. I am a nice guy.
You might be. We say you're not.
Nope,
you just
you're not.
Get that whole face.
I got
that fuckable face.
Then it's the auntie over there in the corner talking about, don't look him in his eyes, girl. Don't look.
Girl, because if you do, it's going to be on, girl. Because if you do, it's going to be on then, girl. Do not give him no eye contact. No eye contact at all.
Damn, that is fucked up.
And people really be thinking like that, you know, because they really be talking like that too.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They do, especially the
old women are relentless.
Older women.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I go, my mom, I used to go with her to
the older was always confident about something.
Hanging out with the old heads, and they used to have these little luncheon things, and I went to a couple of them with my mom, with the little church ladies. Man, let me let y'all know, okay? The old women are relentless. They don't give a fuck. They say what they want to say about whom they want to say it, and that's what you going to tell them. You know what I'm saying? Because they your elders. You can't do nothing to them and laugh. And, you know what I'm saying?
Say shit.
You can't say a damn thing. She honey. They all
look here.
At one table with that style.
Y'all gonna have to blame my daddy for that. Cause I look like him. Shit.
Huh? Say it again.
Y'all gotta blame my daddy for that because I look like him.
Your daddy and your mama. Shit, you all mixed up. Both of them.
Damn, my mama got a whole face too.
No, I'm just saying. shut up. I'm just saying.
All right, okay, well, let me ask you. Do my demeanor carry any of this, or is it just like, it's strictly a look thing? Is it, my demeanor don't carry that, do it?
Yes.
Yep.
On top of the whole face, you know you look good. So your attitude presents itself like that. So it goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You could wear a shirt and really get away with it that says fuckable right across the front.
Yeah. I'm like, girl, he is so right. Yeah. That boy, girl, he is so right. That's the right shirt for him. Mm-hmm.
Get it together. Get your T-shirt together.
He wearing it well.
Oh, Wick, you my boy. You supposed to help me out here, man.
And you know what? Can I kiss your shirt?
Careful. You want
to kiss your shirt? That nigga gonna be walking around the club with
you.
You my man
kid.
Whore.
Right, exactly. This motherfucker to call me his man whore.
Man whore. A man whore. Hell to no.
This motherfucker say you my man whore.
Hell no.
If you ever try to bitch slap me, you're gonna have a problem, dog. Yeah.
Fuckable to the man whore, fuckable.
That's totally different. Now that's fucking everybody for money.
Take this
on.
No,
get comfortable.
No. And I'm broke.
A man whore?
I'm broke. I'm broke.
She said, I am broke.
Or what?
Yo, you is stupid. That's all my. We fucking or what? Yeah, it's crazy over here. You would do something like that too. I bet you would do something like that.
Watch me. And if I'm driving down the street and I see a motherfucker that I want to holler at, I'm just going to jump off the car and tell her.
You is stupid. Got the little sound effects and shit on here. Let's get ready to rumble.
Damn right.
That's crazy.
And at the end of the day, next thing y'all know, y'all gonna hit me on this world famous show. Y'all know what they gonna be saying?
What? Give me my little Jerry B. Jerry.
Okay,
hell no.
Nah. I'm be the first nigga on there to get some Jerry B. I'm pulling my dick out.
Yeah. I wonder if that be true for real. I wonder if that stuff on there be true. I wonder if it be true, if it be fake or what. Because I've seen one episode today.
That shit be fake.
Is it?
I'm gonna make a Sin City show. A la Jerry Springer. Motherfucker wanna get on there and air their dirty laundry, and you wanna bring a motherfucker on there with you? Yeah, you can start this shit on YouTube.
Yeah, cause it was cause the people in show be down to do it. I know I would.
I
do
it.
All
right,
Michelle, you're going to be my first guest.
I'll do it.
All right, who you want to bring on the show with you? Give me the topic and get on the show.
I ain't got nobody here, so I don't know.
All right, so will you find somebody you want to bring on that? I don't give a damn if it's your motherfucker you work with or your baby dad. Bring a motherfucker
mm-hmm.
on. We're going to set this shit up.
He wouldn't come on there. He wouldn't come on there. Too damn embarrassed to be on there because I'll let him have it.
I'm going to tell you.
He got into a damn fight after that show. He's scrapping. He's fighting after that show.
It's going to be like Steve. It ain't going to be no just wrestling with you. We going to fuck you up.
Me too.
I don't want the anti ho face. No, I don't want that one. That was good. That's a good one. He's fine, ain't he?
Fat
my brother fine as fuck. Fat and tender.
And that's true. That was classic right there.
In that order, boo. In that order.
Yes, that was classic.
Oh, my God. Whole face. I got to remember that. The whole face.
That's patent pending. That's patent pending now.
Yes, the whole face. Who? What's your host name? They got whole faces too. Y'all got whole faces or anti whole faces?
I guess you got.
I think no comment.
No, I can't call
so
that.
Thing.
I got an old face.
I ain't never seen that one before. I don't know. I don't know about the other one. I don't know about the other one on here.
Well, I mean, like I said, GenCityRadio.name.com. Everybody need to hit it up. You can see who's who.
No, I know who you is, boo. You the whole face. You the leader.
Oh.
You the leader, boo. So let me see what the followers look like. Whoa.
Oh.
Y'all better be hoish faces.
Hoish faces.
The manager hall.
Oh, like.
Yeah, they better be
oh, like faces.
They just faces. Oh my God!
Oh
my God! You had a whole face. Oh my God!
Right. D, they said I got a whole face.
That's cute. Yeah, I like that. I like that, bro.
Damn, D. All right, since you say I got it, I got it. Dude.
You got it. You got it.
You know me better than anybody. Since you say I got it, I guess I got it.
You got it. When we get off this radio, you better call me personally because I got a bone to pick with you, and not
well,
between your legs.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, you been coming to Gary, and I ain't seen you not one time.
That's because you don't answer your call. Then I was looking for the
stop
band.
Stop, whole face. Listen, whole face. When you coming back down here?
I got to come get the kids Friday.
I better see you. Drake told me, whole face.
You know what? Go ahead.
Drake told me, whole face.
God damn, D. Hey, but I can't.
I love you, honey, but I love you so much, and I'll never see you.
I'll never see you neither.
Okay, well, now, see, we don't get all mushy because you the whole
right,
face.
Right.
So I
know, I'm
it.
All about the
like.
Right, we can't get
yeah, we don't want to get the mushy shit, you know. We do that in private. That's my brother. I love him to death. But, motherfucker, I better see you Friday.
All right, you're going to see me Friday, I promise.
Okay, call
just
me
like
as soon as you get I'll be in the house. I got a car now so I can come to you.
Answer your phone. You don't answer your phone.
Okay, I'm going to answer my phone. You call me Friday when you make it here.
You get full of that Auburn miss and pass the fuck out.
Now you busting me out. Now that's funny. Motherfucker, I moved up. I'm on Mickey's.
Oh, yeah. All right, but I promise, baby, I'll be there. You the first motherfucker I'm stopping to see.
Okay, do
promise.
That. And y'all be nice to my brother. He is a whole face, but y'all be nice to him. Be lean. And all the anti-whole faces, I see y'all when I see y'all. Bye, cutie pie. Bye. Bye, brother.
Bye, baby. Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
That's fucked up. I'm supposed to call me a whole face.
And she's going to call you that Friday, so you better
right,
be careful.
Yeah. Y'all done fucked around and gave me a new fucking name.
Hey, it's whole face.
All right, well, you know what? Fuck it. I'd rather be a whole face than an anti-whole face.
Yes.
Yeah, you should.
All right,
LJ, you gotta get some anti-ho face shirts made up too. When you just start passing them out to people, they're not gonna know what the fuck you're talking about.
They're gonna be like, "What is this?" They gonna be like, "What is this?"
Sign it at the bottom, Kaz.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the shirt become big, when somebody get it on that shouldn't have it all night.
need that.
Right. No, you take that off. You ain't got the whole face. You ain't got
people
the
be
whole
walking
face.
Around. You ain't got the whole face. You ain't got it. You
lying. That could be a new fan. You don't got the whole face.
You know what? I'm going. Hey, look here. I'm going tomorrow. I'm going tomorrow. I'm going to holler at my boy. I'm going to get these shirts printed up.
Nah, we don't got the whole face.
I'm going to tell you like this. If y'all want the whole face T-shirt, if y'all want the I'm a whole face T-shirt, y'all need to go to Sin City Radio. That's the only way y'all going to get them, on SinCityRadio.name.com. If you ain't on that, you're not going to get one. Now, if you get one, you inbox me and say you want one, you got one coming.
Well, now, wait a minute. You're going to have a reject button because everybody don't get an I'm a whole face shirt. To ask one. How you gonna tell them people that want one that can't have one that they not getting one?
They get What's one, that? They just get an anti whole face.
Yeah,
are
they
you?
Get an anti whole face.
The vote
y'all.
Went out and you're not
right. You pledge your vote. You pledge your vote. And that's how we're gonna do it. I'm gonna put a poll up. And whoever say I want a whole face T-shirt, we gonna put a poll up. Do she deserve or do he deserve?
Okay.
Who deserves the whole face?
Yeah. So now, if you want a whole face T-shirt, go to SinCityRadio.name.com. And I'm finna get these motherfuckers printed up tomorrow. Fuck it, we finna have fun with this, y'all. Now everybody on here deserves I'm a whole face T-shirt. Everybody on here,
yeah.
Everybody on here deserves
I'm a whole face.
And on the back it's gonna have, but not Janine. I need that tonight. I need the definition of whole face tonight. I need that on SinCityRadio.name.com. That way a motherfucker know. Exact. I mean, hey, we know exactly what to put.
Yeah. Okay.
So like, a motherfucker might read the front of the shirt. I got a hoe face on. That bitch a hoe. But then when you read the back,
You know what it means.
Hey, I make you motherfucker. I make your dick hard or the pussy wet.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm gonna tell you.
Somebody gonna ask you. Somebody gonna be like, "Excuse me, I just want to know what your shirt means." And this is what you gonna say? You gonna be like, "Well, when you walk past me, just wet." Don't you shit get wet when you walk past me, baby? Did your pussy get wet?
For real, man. And I promise.
It's gonna get wet then if it wasn't wet. It's gonna get wet then if it wasn't at first.
Everybody
gonna be like, "Now that you mentioned,"
like, "No, he didn't just ask me that. No, he did not just ask me."
But now that you mentioned it, it damn sure did.
It did. It sure did. It sure did.
And that's my word tonight. Everybody's on the show tonight. So Michelle, Wick, look at Stoja's name. Y'all got free whole face shirts coming.
I can't wait to see them. I'm trying to see them naturally.
Now, as far as y'all go, y'all just get on the site.
Mm-hmm.
Send me y'all what size y'all want, what size shirt y'all want.
Mm-hmm.
Send me what size shirt y'all want, and y'all got a free one coming. Now, everybody else, well, once they see y'all with them, they going to want to buy them. And y'all tell them,
mm-hmm.
Y'all got to go to
the city. I'm like, girl, where you get this shirt from? Girl,
SinCityRadio.com.
What's that?
Yes, indeed.
I think
we patent pending.
Yes, please.
I think we just stumbled on something, y'all. Like mm-hmm. I promise y'all, I'm going to the shop tomorrow. I'm going to the shop tomorrow, and I'm going to get them made. I'm going to go get them made tomorrow. Like I said, Michelle, I know where you at. Wick, I know where you at. Lipso, I know where you at. Dean, I know where you at. So y'all got free shirts coming now. Motherfuckers might have to send me their addresses. Motherfuckers got to send me their addresses so that way I can make sure y'all get them.
They don't send it to you all right. Like, girl, my address is... They're going to be sending them to you. Phone numbers, too. Address, phone number, email, Facebooking you every day up there. Yeah. Have all kind of contact.
All right, so that's what we're going to do, man. I'm serious. Tomorrow I'm going to go holler at my boy. He do shirts. I'm going to go holler at my boy, and we finna get these done.
Sounds like a plan. Hey, I'm sure we ain't mad.
Y'all got free shirts coming. But everybody else, they going to have to pay for them. Nah, I mean, I'm not going to discriminate on none. If you feel like you got a whole face, hey. Now, if a motherfucker be like, you need to take that shirt off, don't get mad at me.
I'll be so pissed off if somebody had, if somebody told me that shit, should I be pissed off and ready to fight? I'm like, what? No, he didn't. This motherfucker didn't just tell me that.
No, he did not just tell me that. That's when you pull your anti-hoe face T-shirt out your bag and you
right.
Talk to that nigga.
Right. That's how. Right.
And that's when you get him. Yeah, here you go, motherfucker. This is what you get. Your anti-hoe face. Okay. All right. Damn, my sister called in and said I do got one.
No, that's not you said, and that's true. That shit was classic.
Yeah, your sister know you.
That shit was classic.
Not that right. Hey, yeah, damn, my own sister called in like, yes, he do.
She was like, you sure do.
The word just rolls off your lips. Everybody can say it. No problem.
You just mad as a fuck. She was mad because I fucked all her friends.
You so damn stupid.
But I love him. Well, girl, he don't like you.
But I love him.
You bitch, yeah. We coming over your house tonight. For what? My brother. Then the fucked up part is that me and her, they didn't live together. They got mad. They be like, shit, where your brother at? She be like, my brother don't live with me. Oh, we going home. But y'all got the same last name. Like, we just got the same dad. Papa was wrong. We thought y'all lived together. Well, that's what the fuck y'all do.
But y'all get to thinking.
Right. Motherfucker, hey, man, motherfuckers just harass my sister. Like, hey, what's up with your brother? She be like, shit. You know, she wouldn't even claim me. She would tell motherfuckers, nah, he's not my brother. But at the same time, I was bad as hell, too. And a lot of motherfuckers was like, I actually used to tell her, don't tell people that you're my sister. But the simple fact, I thought people was going to try to do something to her. Like, all right, we can't get him, we'll get her. So I'd be like, don't even tell people that you're my sister. So now, for some strange reason, everybody just knew Wick was my cousin.
Yeah, that's just a downfall. Not even there. I ain't getting in trouble. I'm in class. They just know I was there.
Here we go.
Got me kicked out of school because he didn't want to go with the plan.
Here we go.
All he had to do was just wait for him to walk into the thing, closed area, and beat him up. Nah, Mr. Badass want to knock him out the thing so he can beat him up on one area and then want to hit him in the principal office.
Well, hey, shit, I'm pretty sure I ain't the only motherfucker that got caught fighting in the principal's office. I ain't going down by myself.
I was fighting in the principal's office.
Exactly.
He was instigating one of my fights, and he got beat up, too.
Right.
Remember Dr. Love, y'all, from Westside? I don't know what school y'all went to.
That's the motherfucker that kicked me out.
But I went to Westside. Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's how I know.
I was fighting this dude, and Dr. Love was trying to jump in it. So, Dr. Love got beat up too. Both of them.
I ain't the only motherfucker to fall the principal's office. Hey, I'm like,
got 15 days. I ain't.
I got 15 days suspended.
I ain't get 5 or 10. I got 15 days suspended.
For 10,
that man's too jacked up. I couldn't stand Dr. Love. Dr. Love, Mr. Red, my cousin. I couldn't see him.
And
yeah,
I'm a boy, Mr. Red. I'm so glad.
Right.
Yeah, because Mr. Horn is my cousin. A bunch of them up there was my cousin. But I ain't like him.
And he pushed me or not?
Everybody knows this. I got kicked out by.
And he pushed me
I can't even tell you who the fuck the principal is now. But you know what? I can honestly say one thing. It's a good thing that a motherfucker had decent grades, because I would have been fucked. I got kicked out every year. Hey, it got so bad. But hold on. While we on this, let me tell you why we didn't walk the motherfucking stage. We were supposed to graduate on time, but some motherfucker want to be drunk driving. So motherfuckers want to be drunk driving while motherfuckers getting ready to walk the stage. We getting pulled over by the police. You sure got quiet.
I don't know what I wasn't drunk.
Motherfucker want to drunk drive. Want to drunk drive.
I was tipsy, and that police officer just had a grudge.
Motherfucker, you was drunk. We didn't even make it to the graduation. Motherfucker, drunk driving. We couldn't even make it to our graduation.
They're gonna kick us out of it anyway.
You know what? I ain't gonna do you like
this. This was a better story to tell. Yeah, a better story to tell.
They might go kick us. We were drunk.
Kick us out of here.
We were drunk. We were drunk as a motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie.
And even one of y'all better not come outside no trouble. We was already, and that's when you know that what was on our mind anyway. Trouble.
Motherfucker kicked me out the prom. How in the hell you get kicked out the prom?
Out your own prom.
That motherfucker said, you got to go. Y'all for the fight in the prom. Mm. Damn, they got kicked out of sweetheart ball.
Always kicking us out for no reason.
Yeah, no reason. Now, at the sweetheart ball, I don't know. It wasn't my fault I almost got kicked out of sweetheart ball, but that's another story.
I remember a sweetheart ball.
Whose fault was it?
It was a motherfucker that ran up on it. Trying to pause the shit.
Oh, no.
Go down.
Oh,
no. Motherfuckers gonna go down with some tuxes on and that.
No, hold up, dog. Now, here's the sweetheart ball story. Now, any motherfuckers from Gear, y'all know where DHB at, right? Downhill boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, I got, like, the whole DHB ready to fight me. I'm the only motherfucker from Ivanhoe whole project in the sweetheart ball. The only, when I say the only motherfucker, this is my right hand to God. I'm the only motherfucker from Ivanhoe whole project in the sweetheart ball. Now, because of Wick, and I'm going to say this, it was Wick's fault. He fought this guy named Shani, who was from DHB. Oh, Wick. And it wasn't even our fight. It was a motherfucker Concord fight. Concord was fighting the motherfucker, but because Wick didn't like the motherfucker, Wick then took over the fight, started jumping on the boy. That nigga from Concord, they done bagged up off the boy. Now it's him and Wick just fighting one-on-one. But now, granted, Wick won the fight. But now, of course, he going to say that everybody jumped him, right? All Ivanhoe jumped. So now me being the only motherfucker from Ivanhoe at the sweetheart ball, you got 20 DHB motherfuckers from DHB. They like, oh, they go one of them Ivanhoe motherfuckers. But you know what? That wasn't even my problem. You know what my problem was? My ex-girlfriend. My ex-girlfriend who dumped me. Might I add you, she dumped me. She told me she didn't want to deal with me no more. So I got a new girlfriend. She see me with my new girlfriend. And this motherfucker want to start a fight with my new girlfriend. Jump sits right beside me. Oh, hey, how you doing?
That is not true. You're just making this story up.
I'm just saying. I ain't saying who my ex-girlfriend was.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. If people get offended,
I mean, isn't that what you do at the sweetheart bar? You go talk to people that you know? Am I right?
That's
if you know
purpose.
Somebody, or if you see somebody you know, hey, how you doing? You gonna speak.
If the truth hurts, say ouch. But nevertheless, y'all, let me finish the story. My ex-girlfriend, who dumped me, gets in an attitude. Oh, what you doing? What you doing? I ain't doing nothing. She looking at my girlfriend like she ready to fight. Now, her girl's got to pull her away, literally pulling her up out the chair, telling her, come on, let's just go. But the motherfucker want to sit there and start a fight. Nah, you know, far be it for me to call out no names, but motherfucker act like that. Now, if I didn't have enough worries, I got 20 niggas trying to jump me. Now here come a motherfucking female who dumped me, want to try to have a fight with me.
Well, isn't that just a shame?
Yeah, that is just a shame.
And I don't think she was trying to fight you. She was just seeing how you was doing, I think. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
She hadn't seen you in a while. She probably just wanted to see how you was doing. I mean, maybe she didn't think that you was with that girl. I mean, she pulled the chair right in between y'all.
She knew.
She knew.
Say it one more time, Wick. Say it one more time.
She knew.
But you know what?
She's starting to fight.
But
okay,
you know what?
Well, maybe she just didn't care. But the simple fact is, nothing happened. So, you know.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I fought you too, Wick, because I asked you to come to the sweetheart ball with me.
I wasn't going up there with all them motherfuckers after me at that time. I told you don't go.
See, he told you not to go.
I told you don't go. Man, we should have got drunk that night. Nah. You want to try to fuck that shit.
He said, I told you don't go.
Ain't that some shit, Michelle? Ain't that some shit? Motherfucker's supposed to be ride or die. Fuck it. You go, I'm going. Even if I don't want to go, I'm going to go.
Couldn't get a tux.
Motherfucker, you didn't try.
God damn it.
And maybe it was meant for you to see your ex-girlfriend. Maybe if that would have went down, she would have had your back. See that? See,
right.
So that was meant to be. That's why.
It was meant to be. I'm going to get your ass whooped back 30 motherfuckers.
Right, it's me to get my ass. Hey, I'm sitting there sweating like bullets. First time I never had a tuxedo on in my life, man. I'm sweating like bullets. I'm like, oh, God, man. I picked that motherfucking cane. I'm like, the first motherfucker run up at me, I'm swinging. All I had was a cane.
You know that back then, everybody got the cane with the tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean back then? That wasn't that long ago, man.
Oh, yes, it was.
It was kind of long, bro.
Yeah, it was kind of long, bro. That was 91? God damn.
That was over 20
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah, that was kind of long, bro. 91, God.
Hey, man, I went to see my kids, dog. My kids' grandmother still got my prom picture, but got our prom picture. Hanging on the wall. Oh my God! I looked at that prom picture like, God damn! Look how skinny I was.
Yeah, boy. That was that tapeworm you must have had in your stomach all them years. Finally got out.
Shit. Right, yeah, that motherfucker ain't here no more. God damn it. But as my guy say, I digress. All right,
mm-hmm.
man. Like I said, we had a pretty good show tonight. This was a fun show. And Michelle, I'm glad you joined us tonight. Shit, Michelle, I hung up. God damn.
Oh.
Well, like I said, I'm glad y'all joined us. Damn, we done hung up too.
You sure the show ain't hanging us up one by one?